7.21.
Welcome to the Handel Hendricks House. Handel's House. In 1712, the German composer George Friedrich Handel decided to settle permanently in England, where he was employed as musician to the English court. After living in Surrey for some years, he moved to London, and during the summer of 1723, he rented a house at 25 Brook Street. He was the first occupant of the house, but as a foreigner, he was not allowed to buy it. However, after becoming a British citizen 5 years later, he decided to continue renting the house. In 1742, his annual rent for Brook Street was £50. The plan of the house in Brook Street was usual for a modest London townhouse of the period. There was a basement containing the kitchens, and on the ground floor there was a room at the front for receiving visitors. On the first floor, there were bigger rooms where Handel entertained and worked. In the largest room, he kept his instruments, a harpsichord and a little house organ, and he occasionally rehearsed there. The room next to it is where he composed many of his most famous works, including The Messiah. The second floor contained the bedroom at the front, with a dressing room at the back where he kept his clothes. In the attic at the top of the house, the servants had their rooms. During the last decade of his life, Handel's eyesight got worse, and by 1754 he was completely blind. He died at his Brook Street house on the 14th of April 1759. He was buried in Westminster Abbey, and more than 3,000 people attended his funeral.
Hendrix's flat. Although Jimi Hendrix's career only lasted 4 years, he is widely regarded as one of the most influential electric guitarists in the history of rock music. The flat on the upper floors of 23 Brook Street was found by Jimi's girlfriend, Kathy Etchingham, when she saw an advert in one of the London evening newspapers in June 1968, while he was in New York. He moved in briefly in July, before returning to the United States for an extensive tour. He spent some time decorating the flat to his own taste. He bought curtains and cushions from the nearby John Lewis department store, as well as ornaments from Portobello Road Market and elsewhere. He told Kathy that this was my first real home of my own. In January the following year, he gave a series of press and media interviews and photo shoots in the flat. He also appeared on the BBC and gave two concerts in February at the Royal Albert Hall. In March 1969, he went back to New York again, and although Kathy stayed at Brook Street for a while longer, Jimmy did not live there again. He died in London in 1970 at the age of 27, but in a hotel, not in the Brook Street flat. Over the years, his flat was used as an office until it was taken over in 2000 by the Handel House Trust. It opened to the public on Wednesday, the 10th of February, 2016. The whole house is now a museum and a concert venue where both men's music can be heard in live performances.